It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Ben Fisher, NFL reporter for the Sports Business Journal. We're talking about a report in the sports business publication Sportico that links some high-profile athletes to potential Bills ownership. Report states that former Toronto Raptors stars Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady and former U.S. soccer star Jozy Altidore all in talks to buy minority stakes in the Buffalo Bills. Well, Ben, thanks for being with us this morning. You know, this comes as the NFL owners' meetings have been going on this week. I mean, is this typically the time of year and around these meetings when a news item like this might come out?
Actually, no. This is a little unusual. Ownership stakes would typically trade in the offseason. And, you know, the October league meeting tends to be only about things that absolutely need to be discussed because, you know, they're all busy running the season. But, you know, things are changing as far as NFL ownership goes. And we should expect in general more of these sorts of deals to be happening as the marketplace becomes more liquid for ownership stakes. So, you know, the days of this only happening on everyone's country club schedule in April or May, you know, I think that's changing.
That's interesting that you say that. You know, this type of ownership, minority ownership that revolves around some bigger names, right? We have Vince Carter, Jozy Altidore mentioned in this report, but this would not be anything new. However, I feel like it's something we normally hear in maybe minor league sports or, you know, something that isn't the NFL, where you'll have a celebrity or a former athlete put their name as part of, you know, they'll own a fraction of stake in a professional sports team. But now we're hearing about it in the NFL. Is that a surprise to you at all? And how typically do we hear about these celebrity, quote unquote, ownership deals working?
Yeah, it is a little bit. Well, I guess it's a surprise if you would have presented this to Ben Fisher 2019. Now I think some things have changed and it's less of a surprise to me, and I can tell you what has changed. You're right, the idea of what you might call a vanity ownership stake is really, there's nothing new to that. It's almost routine. Patrick Mahomes is a good example of a guy who both will, you know, 30 years ago, the equivalent, let's say Troy Aikman, he would have sponsored a sports drink. Now Patrick Mahomes sponsors it and buys a part of the company. And you're seeing a lot of that with Major League Soccer teams, you know, National Women's Soccer League teams, you know, smaller properties where the numbers are just easier. It is a little different for the NFL. It's not strictly unprecedented. More than a decade ago, Arthur Blank sold the former Falcons and Bucks running back Warwick Dunn a very small share of the Falcons. And around that time, the Dolphins sold very small shares to Venus and Serena Williams. So it's not totally unprecedented, but we're seeing more of that in the NFL. And I think it mostly comes back to the league wants to make ownership more racially and ethnically diverse. They really want a world in which the owners of the NFL teams are not 31 white men and Shad Khan in Jacksonville. And it's hard to do that at majority stake levels because you truly have to have several billion dollars in cash to buy a team. And, you know, for whatever reason, most of the people in the world who have that sort of money are white. But, you know, you can buy a 0.5% or 1% for a team, and they really want to start making that happen. So I think you're going to see more of this.
You said 0.5% or 1%, you know, typically in these types of deals. Is that what we're talking about? Because I look at, you know, all right, Vince Carter, he's probably got a decent amount of money. He's pretty famous. There's still Vince Carter jerseys on the rack at stores around here in Toronto. Tracy McGrady, I could see it. Josie Altidore, I can't see it as much. Like, they don't strike me as the richest athletes to be walking off the field.
Well, you're onto something there. You know, athlete rich is not the same as billionaire business investor or private equity rich. You know, even an athlete who's made millions and millions of dollars has wowed us with their $15 million contracts aren't in the league of the people that, that truly run the world. But I do think, you know, in rough measurements, 0.5% or 1% is the right way to think about this. To be clear, we don't know what Vince Carter and McGrady and Altidore are buying here. My worthy competitors at Sportico didn't say. And, you know, I've heard these rumors as well and just haven't been able to pin them down yet. But, you know, as we know, as I think it's been reported in Buffalo, Terry Pegula is trying to sell a larger stake of the team, something upwards of 25% of the team. And all of my information is that these three guys together that was reported yesterday, you know, at best is a few points of that, and that they're in pursuit of a much larger transaction. It would be more of a true classic limited partnership of 5 to 20%, somewhere in there. And these celebrity stakes tend to be in the low single digits. By way of reference, yesterday, the NFL approved Tom Brady to own 5% of the Raiders, but Formula One driver owns 0.2% of the Broncos. So that's a decent range of what we're talking about when a famous athlete buys into these teams, generally speaking.
You know, two-part question here. I mean, could it be possible that, you know, Carter, McGrady, and Altidore, or, you know, whoever we're talking here are kind of the face of somebody with deeper pockets who is buying a larger portion, and they could be part of a team? And, you know, a second part of the question, you mentioned, you know, 0.2%, like, we're getting into the nitty gritty here. Like, I kind of was under the impression that that was maybe frowned upon. The NFL likes a single owner. Am I mistaken there? Or, like, how much can we tear up a team into, you know, little portions like that?
Well, you're right. The NFL definitely prefers their teams to be run by individuals or, you know, families, and they feel like there's a certain degree of risk with these very large syndicates of ownership. But, you know, I think there's some room to give on that. You know, most NFL teams are pretty much 100% owned by a family, and the idea of having any limited partners that aren't in that family is a little unusual for the NFL. But these teams are growing so, so valuable that, you know, you can be an owner and still control 95% of the team, but do something with that 5%, get some celebrity investors involved, and, you know, maybe make Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady the face of a franchise, and you're able to say they're owners. You know, it's almost as much marketing as it is finance and mergers and acquisitions activity, as much as anything. And, you know, the NFL has not changed its rule that you can't have more than 25 people with stakes in any one team. They haven't changed their rules that the control owner, the person that actually calls the shots, has to have at least 30% of the team. So they feel like they can, you know, get some of this more diverse ownership in there and get some of these celebrities involved at an equity owning level without undermining that principle of consolidated control. And we'll see if they manage that or if that changes. But right now, I think that's it's right to think that there's given that concept. And I'm sorry, you asked another question. What was it?
Just about if they could be part of maybe a bigger group, so to speak. Maybe person, but, you know, hey, no one wants to sell a team to, you know, Brian Mazurowski or Rick Smith or, you know, whoever it is. But maybe if I get these guys on board, my bid becomes a little more attractive.
Yes, that is a typical arrangement, and I think the Bills might have even said as much or implied as much in a written statement they provided yesterday. I forget exactly what that said, but that there are talks ongoing, and that these three guys are part of a larger multi-part arrangement. And I guarantee you that even though Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady and Josie Altidore will own much less together than whoever this big whale is they're talking to, they're going to be much more famous. I mean, it's this weird thing that sometimes sports fans have to remember is that the richest people in the world tend to be pretty anonymous. Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, and Jozy Altidore are well off, but not rich people, but Terry Pegula. And it works out pretty nicely, though, because, you know, they can throw a few percentage in there and really be the face of a deal. And I think that's likely to occur here, too.
Well, interesting stuff, certainly, for all of us here in Western New York. And, Ben, thanks so much once again for coming on with us. Ben Fisher is with the Sports Business Journal, NFL reporter there, joining us live, talking about this latest report on Bills ownership. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.